This is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
In theory, some of our lowest achieving students get language arts curriculum for 3 hours of a day, and that's pretty labor intensive, but we've had tremendous success with our Read 180 program.
Students at Irrigan Junior Senior High School are double dipping, in language arts that is. Principal Craig Benson explains the scheduling changes and new curriculum that has resulted in increased student success.
At the junior high level, we split apart our language arts class into two different sections, so every junior high kid has 1 hour of reading and 1 hour of writing, and that seems to work pretty well for us. Essentially, we refer to it as double dipping. It's not optional, so it targets everybody and gives everybody the chance to be successful. We have programs within each of those. The writing, they use the Step Up to Writing curriculum, which has helped us out tremendously. I know they've adopted it at the elementary school, so we should start to see those kids come up so they'll be familiar with it when they get to us. That will only help us be more successful with that. In the reading, right now, we rely heavily on the AR program, but again, you know, that's not all-inclusive. We do offer a separate section of Read 180 for the junior high, which targets, obviously, those kids who are in higher need. If you use it the way it's supposed to be used, which our school does, you actually see a pretty high turnover, because once they get them up to grade level, we cycle them back out, for lack of a better word, and bring in the next new crop of struggling students and get them up to speed. And then we continue to monitor the ones that exit the program. I can tell you, first and foremost, one of the reasons our last superintendent balked at it was the price. It is an expensive program to get into. This new superintendent we've had now for his second year, he found the money, and it's a great program. There's reading involved, there's writing, there's listening, just kind of a little bit of everything every day. It's a fairly prescribed program in a lot of ways. There's a lot of freedom for kids to select books in which to read. We have a huge library for that program. That's probably the most expensive part, but there's enough books in that that every kid's been able to find books of interest to spark their reading. With a 7-period day, it actually works out quite well. Junior high level, our classes are about 54 minutes long, and we have reading, writing, math, social studies, and science, which we refer to as our core. And there's two extra classes per se. Well, everybody gets PE, so there's your sixth class. And your seventh class is an elective class. If you are behind and find yourself in the Read 180 class, you lose your elective. So that kid is no longer in perhaps a junior high careers class, or we also offer junior high ag class. They lose that, and they can get back into it as soon as they do well in Read 180 and get back up to speed. It's a little bit more difficult at the high school level, but we have been doing it, and we've been quite successful. I'd say in the last year and a half, we've had probably 15 to 18 kids exit the Read 180 program because they brought themselves up to benchmark. It was primarily intended for our seniors at the high school level, and then we started targeting juniors, and now we're looking into the freshman class to see if any of those guys could use some help. In reality, we're actually hesitant to do that at this point, simply because the primary identifier for those kids to get in there is their scores on the state test. Well, as freshmen, they haven't taken the high school state test, so it's a little hard to gauge just how far off course they are. We know for a fact that most of them are coming out of the junior high pretty well on benchmark, and so it's just a matter of natural growth for them to be successful and pass the state test. Hopefully, hit them early, hit them hard, and less intervention is required at the high school level.
The results of the increased focus on language arts for Irrigan Junior Senior High School seem to be paying off.
We continue to show success. I know as a school last year, we were recognized by the state as an outstanding school. So it's slowly starting to pay off. Been kind of a long road, and we're getting better and better at it. You continue to push, continue to push. We've also incorporated last year our junior high accountability. So if you do not pass any of the core classes, any of the five, you're redoing that coursework or redoing the learning that you didn't pick up the first time through after school until you've gotten satisfactory progress on that, and or you come back for summer school. Last year, first time doing it, we had probably close to 40 kids that flunked one or more classes. Most of those 40, probably 35 of them flunked one class, and there's a handful that always seem to flunk multiple. So last year, we were closer to 40. This year, we're down to 23 kids between the 7th and 8th grade, so it's been effective. Kids are getting the hang of it, for lack of a better way, and they know they're going to be held accountable, and you know, maybe they'll work just a little bit harder to avoid having to do that.
Another small scheduling change has increased student accountability at the junior high level.
We do have a program that allows the junior high staff to go in and flag any kid that has an F in a particular class, and then we can assign them a mandatory study hall during the advisory period, and we do that once or twice a week. And for those kids who are flunking, it's placed with those teachers, and if you're not flunking anything, then get an extended lunch and or in the gym for an extra half hour. So there is some incentive there, you know, and it works out that most of those classes that are in the study hall, I don't think there's more than 10 or 12 in any one class. That really helps. It's been a pretty good deterrent. Kids know to look for the list when it's posted, and it's just one more thing we do during the day with no extra time or anything else.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.